This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Warren Zeiders, Chris Lane, Chase Beckham, Brian Martin. Oh, it's going to be incredible tonight. Doors open at 6:30 at the auditorium, and the show starts at
7:30.
Woo!
We'll be there. I can't believe it's already here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Talking about it. Boom! Here we go. Tonight.
Is cash-free, by the way. So bring your card, your debit card, so you can purchase the merch.
Yeah, we're making it easier.
You guys know how it goes. Yeah. Darien Lake's like that. Most venues are like that. Well, we got to join that.
I don't carry cash anymore. I'm a swiper.
I know.
It's perfect for me. Cashless method tonight to get that Guitars and Stars merch. How about saving you money?
Mm-hmm.
Saving money, because your RGE bill, woo!
Mine's ridiculous this month, and we haven't even I hadn't even turned on my furnace yet. I mean, I called them, and I go, look, I don't know what happened, but someone needs to help me assess why mine has tripled in just the last month. It tripled.
So it's really from
September
or October. So those months.
Correct. And you know, it was like 80 degrees. I had windows open. I didn't have my furnace on. Nothing had changed in my house.
You don't have the new smart meter, do you? Was that installed yet?
No.
Okay.
Okay. No, it's not. And I made sure they weren't fining me for not having that yet because they need to set up an appointment. And so I like, of course, my husband thinks it's the kids leaving everything on all the time and leaving everything plugged in. And I was like, really? I don't think that's doing it. And it actually come to find out when you leave things plugged in, even the small appliances, which I didn't even realize, if it's not on, it's still drawing electricity.
They're called energy vampires is what they're called.
Yeah.
Even game consoles, because I know your kids like to play.
Oh, my gosh.
They're sometimes using more energy when they're on standby than they're being used.
Are you kidding?
Gamers, beware.
Do you know how many gaming devices I have in my house?
Aha! That's why the bill is high.
And they're always charging their Oculus if they're not. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're so right. It says to unplug, and it makes me crazy because I do know even if your iPhone's not plugged in, you should take it out of the wall. And they're always, there it is, dangling with the cord. No phone attached to it out of every outlet in the house.
I'm guilty of that myself. You're not alone. Not at all. And so thinking about this, I start unplugging things. And what I don't realize is my wife unplugged the toaster. I'm sitting there this morning. This is the longest toast ever. What's going on? Mm. I go to the restroom. I brush my teeth, put on my clothes. What happened to my... Oh, it wasn't even plugged in.
Right.
So when you're unplugging things, you got to remember to plug it back in.
Exactly.
Yeah. How about you? You got any tricks on how to save money? Because it could be all those energy vampires plugged in.
Absolutely. And when you have a family going around being like, you know, the power police, that can get exhausting.
It could be.
And there's a whole bunch of, I go to bed really early. So the family's up doing what the family does for at least an hour and a half after I go to bed. So I can't police while I'm unconscious. So I just got to figure this out.
TJ's going to be like, sorry, no holiday gifts.
That's right.
Y'all have those energy vampires sucking the money
out of you every month. The electric and the heat. Merry Christmas.
Put your B-Morning Coffee Club. We got more winning coming up. Sarah Evans concert tickets at 7:25 with the world's easiest contest. We're talking about saving money on that RGE bill.
Because here we go. The season has begun, and they've already tripled my bill, and I hadn't even turned on my furnace yet. So a texter says, hey, I know another guy has an electric bill, went up $600 with no reason at all. So I did ask them to come back out and read my meter because I might have put it in wrong because I have the app and you can submit your own meter readings. It's actually handy because they shoot you a text. They're like, hey, it's time for a meter reading, which reminds me. And then I go and put it in. So I'm really hoping there's a number or two that's off because that's ridiculous. But in the meantime, I do have way too much power coming out of my house because things are plugged in nonstop. You were telling me gaming devices.
Yes, the energy vampires. And here's a suggestion. Plug your devices into a power strip and switch it off when you're not using them. So it's just the one power switch on a power strip there.
All right.
That might be an idea to save on some of those gaming consoles because they're using more energy.
I got an Xbox downstairs and I've got the supercomputer, as I call it, that Ava, she can turn that off. So shut those off. I got a PlayStation that's plugged in. I've got two Oculuses that are always plugged in for some reason. Numerous iPhone things. And then don't even get me started about the terrarium that is Ava's bedroom. She's got all the heating lamps and the lights for her lizards.
That could be sucking
and
a lot of energy.
We have two fish tanks, which are always running, right? So when Steve and I sit and discuss this and he's like, people are leaving the lights on. I'm like, this is beyond lights.
It's Animal
I'm
House.
Like, this place, I can't even believe how much power we use.
And with having daughters and my wife hair straighteners, that's, you know, plug in. That's dangerous. You got to unplug that. I remember driving and turning around because they weren't sure if they unplugged it.
Well, it's so scary if you leave it on because it could start a fire.
Yes.
So what I've been doing is videotaping a picture or camera video of myself going, okay, Hope, this is you unplugging it. It's 5:10 on Thursday. It's unplugged. So then if I'm like, oh my God, did I do that? I can go back to my camera roll and watch my video of myself reassuring that I did in fact unplug it.
Wow.
That's actually genius. As funny as it sounds, remind you, I did unplug the hair straightener.
That's you knowing you. Like, I don't even trust my own memory.
Right. Well, and it's so, if you don't want to be halfway to your event and then going, oh my God, is my house going to burn down? Because it's probably not. But then you're not even going to be able to enjoy what you're doing.
Right.
You're going to be so anxious about if you left a candle burning, if you left the straightener on.
Right.
The stove on. It could be anything.
Right.
Make sure you turned it off. Because I've taken my dog for a walk and there's been smoke coming out of the windows because we left the, Sloppy Joe's, I believe, was cooking. And there was smoke coming out of the window.
Oh my gosh.
Walked the dog a little too long. We forgot to turn it off. It was our fault. So there you go. A reminder, take a picture or video. If it's something that is dangerous, that needs to make sure that it's turned off. We're here to help. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. And he's got big, big plans to be at our Guitars and Stars tonight, along with Warren Ziders, Brian Martin, Chase Beckham, Josh Ross, and Restless Road. Tickets are still available at WBE.com. You can even get them at the door. Doors are open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30 tonight.
Chris Lane has a song that he's been performing, and I'm hoping we hear it tonight. Because it's a song that he hasn't recorded yet. And I guess it's called, What Do I Tell the Dog?
What
do I tell the dog? I can't wait. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that we're going to hear that song because it sounds great. Also, I guess Chase Beckham has a new song called Old Fashioned that he hasn't recorded yet, hasn't put on an album yet, but they've been playing it on the road, so... Fingers crossed, we're going to hear those two new ones tonight.
Old fashioned, you think it's about the drink? Old fashioned?
Or old fashioned ways,
that's
or
true.
Back in the day.
We'll ask tonight.
I guess we'll find out.
Yes.
Could be both. A little combo in there. A little pun action, you know what I mean?
Every show like this, acoustic storytelling is different because they start playing off each other. Mm-hmm. They're sampling new stuff. They're telling you a story about their big hits. It's going to be so much fun tonight. We can't wait. And... if you had an opportunity to get in there, get your friends, family together, get those tickets. There's a few left.
And word is that Warren Ziders is, quote, dreamy.
Dreamy.
Is that what he was described as?
Magical.
Magical.
In person.
Magical in person. It was a misquote. He's magical in person.
Who do you think we have to talk to at RBTL to make sure those lights are really high on the stage so that they're all nice and warm? And maybe have to,
Oh my gosh.
You're hoping Warren Ziders takes his shirt off.
Like he loves to take his shirt off. I just want him to be comfortable.
Oh my God, here we go.
It's for his goods and needs. We want to be comfortable, so he performs better.
He's like, I'm kind of talented, and I write some stuff, and I play the guitar. She's like, whatever, take your shirt off.
Hope is like, for her thirsty pleasures.
Yeah.
Crank up the heat lamps. Oh, that is funny. Get your tickets, WBE.com. We'll see you there tonight.